Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Invited to take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is important to you. Coming up, we're going to be talking about AI predicting the future, predicting crimes. That's the goal now. Obviously, that creates all sorts of major issues, right?
Yeah, what could go wrong?
Yeah, like future crime, Minority Report, that kind of, which I've never seen Minority Report. The article that I brought in about this topic references Minority Report.
So. Yeah, I've never seen it either.
I have no idea what they're talking about, but I've seen the episode of Futurama where they had future crime, and, you know, it sounds
oh,
bad,
yeah.
That's just like thought crime in 1984.
It is, but, you know, it raises an interesting question. Like, if an AI can parse all of that data, and they can say, you know, 99.9, unless this person, you know, gets, you know, randomly dies on the way there, they're going to rob this bank on this day, and that the AI is correct. And, you know, you have strong reason to believe that the AI has, you know, a 100% track record or whatever. What do you do about it? We're going to talk about that.
I bet a bunch of politicians would get caught up in it because they're all likely to do the most deviant things in society, like lie and...
They do tend to be the liars, the thieves, the crooks, all of that stuff. But let's go to the phones. We have Olivia on the line from Arizona. Olivia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. So, remember a few weeks ago when you guys mentioned at Burger King they were doing the Whopper with... two top buns or two bottom buns?
Yeah. The fried Whopper.
Yeah. I forgot about that, actually.
I tried very hard to forget about that.
What, you didn't go and buy one?
No, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard,
the
right?
The two tops Whopper.
And
that makes sense.
That's exactly it, right? Anyone who knew anything about the LGBTQ community would have said, hey, that's not how it works.
You're going to have a bad time.
But Burger King, in their virtue signaling nonsense, apparently didn't have a single gay person on the focus group that greenlit this nonsense. Because they would have just been like, hey, no, yeah, what you want then is a top and a bottom bun. That's how you make a complete burger. So, yes, I remember it.
Yeah, so I went to Burger King. I went to my local Burger King, and I got the Impossible Whopper, and I said, can I get it the Pride Month style? And the woman just looked at me very blankly and kind of blinked, and she's like, what's that? So,
Dude, I don't eat a lot of fast food, but I'm sort of tempted now to go to Burger King and, like, order Whopper. I'm like, oh, can you make it extra gay for me, please?
I was, like, the only person in the place, so I was pulling it up online to show her I wasn't just a crazy person, and she was like, so you just want two top buns, and I was like, yes, and she's like, we can do that. And I was like, okay.
Wow. Well, I'm glad she wasn't homophobic.
Right.
Maybe they just never did that at her location, but that's pretty funny.
I mean, I can't imagine it was very common, right?
Wasn't it from a different country, too? I don't think it was from the U.S.
Yeah, I think it was...
It was like Denmark or like some random European country, I think.
Like Austria or something like that. Some European country for sure. I don't remember the exact one, but...
Maybe their gays are different over there. They have two tops and two bottoms.
When you say that, Olivia, I'm reminded of, you know, one of my very first jobs was at, I think, a Burger King. I worked there for like a month or something like that. And I do seem to recall that there were some customers who preferred two top buns because then they got sesame seeds on both sides and there's more bread and stuff like that.
I'm surprised they allow that because then you have two bottom buns, and who wants two bottom buns?
Well, I can't imagine the cost of these things is very high, right? Like, what is Burger King paying per bun, man? It's got to be super cheap.
Customer's always right.
Yeah, so thank you for doing that, Olivia. It's no longer Pride Month, and I know it's no longer Pride Month because now when I go to DrudgeReport.com to see what's happening in the world, monkeypox has returned. Mm-hmm. Specifically, articles, full of gay men complaining about how they contracted monkeypox by having sex.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
All of that went away for Pride Month.
Wow.
There was no real discussion about monkeypox through the entire month of June. All through May, leading up into June, monkeypox is a new pandemic. You got to be worried about it. There's vaccines. Then there was Pride Month.
Well, obviously you can't get AIDS during Pride Month.
Well, I would rather have monkeypox than AIDS, at the very least.
Does monkeypox go away?
I think it's curable.
It can be, yeah, it's curable.
I heard it basically, like, has cold symptoms, but you also get lesions, and oh god, that's awful.
It's basically like chicken pox.
Yeah.
But if it's like, it could be like herpes, where you get them like a couple times a year for the rest of your life. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's not a good thing for someone to have, but it's just curious to me that it did seem to go away for Pride Month, and now it's being talked about again.
I wish people would just ignore it so we don't have to deal with the government closing down everything because of monkeypox.
I honestly do not think it will get to that point.
No, they're not. They'd have to close down the gay clubs, and they're not going to do that.
They closed down the gay clubs for COVID.
But they closed down everything for COVID, though, not just the gay clubs. And that's what they would have to do to target monkeypox because whatever, this is why it went away during Pride Month. From everything I've seen, it's prevalent in the LGBTQ community and not so much in straight communities. I don't know why that is.
Well, I wonder if that's even true because, you know, that's what didn't they say that about AIDS and it came out to be that straight people got it just as much, too?
I don't think so.
Honestly, I think AIDS was a manufactured virus made to target gay communities.
Well, we know that they do stuff like that now.
I think that HIV is far more prevalent in LGBTQ communities than heterosexual communities. I'm not 100% sure. I don't know the statistics.
It at least used to be.
Yeah. And I'm on PrEP, so I don't have to worry about HIV. That it's a miracle drug. 99.99% effectiveness at preventing any sort of HIV transmission. And, you know,
that's awesome.
Why wouldn't one do that when it's like $40 a month or whatever? It basically is a vaccine against HIV.
Yeah, I won't say who, but I knew somebody who was doing, like, prostitution and just was refusing to go on that because she wasn't gay.
Oh, so that's not how it works.
It's like one of the dumber people I know.
We also have Bad Slave on the line from here in New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you were talking about the Lutheran Church, and I got plenty of that doctrine. I would, you know, there's an American Synod, and there's the Missouri Synod. Those are the two major Lutheran churches in the U.S., and I was indoctrinated into both of them because I went to a local school that was American Synod or Missouri Synod, and the one that I went to church for was an American Synod Church.
So did we say something that's wrong about them, or?
Well, you know, you were just not, you know, fully informative.
I wasn't trying to be. I referenced a quote made by Martin Luther. I didn't say anything about the Lutheran Church or Lutheran beliefs.
You were trying to say that there was more, would you say, the critical thinking in the Catholic Church than it was in the...
That is not what I said at all. I specifically quoted what Martin Luther, he spoke out repeatedly against reason. I have a quote right here from, I didn't say anything about the Lutheran Church. I did say something about Martin Luther. I didn't make the connection between Martin Luther and the Lutheran Church. Now it sort of makes sense, but he said, reason is the devil's greatest... And he uses a word here that I'm not 100% sure if I can say it on FCC, so I'm not going to. By nature and manner of being, she is a noxious slut. She is a prostitute, the devil's appointed slut. This is Martin Luther, dude. He's not missing words here. She's eaten by scab and leprosy, all to be trodden underfoot and destroyed.
Given my nature, Aria, I think I would have remembered that.
Well, go to wholereason.com and just go to Google and type in Martin Luther quotes on reason.
He can remember what he came or called in to argue with us about anyway. He can remember what we had just said. So.
No, I mean, there's literally the quote. It was the Erlangen edition, verses 16, pages 142 through 148. Thanks, Bad Slave.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold, sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535, 802-341-4535, 802-341-4535, that's 802-341-4535.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. with Aria, Bonnie, and Nikki. And I want to say thank you to the Ghost of McAfee, who is tonight's amplifier. This means that Ghost of McAfee is a member of the AMPS program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. Ghost here is a gold-level amplifier, which means that Ghost is giving $10 per month to the AMPS program. It only takes $5 per month, though, so Ghost of McAfee, thank you for going above and beyond that.
And RIP.
Yeah, sadly.
It's weird. We brought him up earlier tonight, and it's not like we talk about him every night. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, and Ghost of McAfee just happens to be tonight's amplifier. Good point. So thank you. That's amps.freetalklive.com. That's our Patreon if you want to check it out. That's the best way to show your support for the show. And though it does come with a number of cool little perks and features, really the reason you should join it is because you do value the show and you do want to help us reach a larger audience. The AMPS program is the best way to do that. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Let's keep going with the phones. We have Sarah on the line from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. So, they're actually drawing up a new bill, city ordinance against drag racing. I guess they had one before, but they're clearly defining what the fines are. It's going to be $300 for drag racing and up to 90 days in jail.
Is drag racing, legal in New Mexico?
Well, I was kind of wondering. I mean, they must have had something kind of hazy, like it really wasn't like really definite exactly worded. Like,
well, speeding is speeding, right?
Yeah, right. I think so, but they're including like doing donuts or doing things that.
That's not really drag racing, though.
Yeah, minimum, including that. Yeah, they're putting all of that into the ordinance. They could actually make it illegal.
Correct me if I'm wrong, though. But, like, at minimum, doing a donut in the street would require, at some point, you to be going the wrong way in the wrong lane, right? And that's already against the law, right?
That's not peculiar. That's a very funny thing about Albuquerque is that they actually have to conjure up a new ordinance for all of this to include all this. And
I just want to make sure I'm under the city of Albuquerque. The Desert Sun has baked your brains to the extent where you felt it was necessary to write a city ordinance making it illegal to drive a vehicle on the wrong side of the road. Into oncoming traffic.
I'm not the one that's
right?
making it. I'm talking about the city councilor decided to rewrite the bill. I'm sure they had some kind of a bill, but I guess to put more teeth into it and to make it more specific. That's what I'm assuming.
But see, I'm confusing it because, like, speeding is already a violation. Right?
It's just confusing to me a little bit because I would think that drag racing would already be illegal pretty much everywhere, but I guess what she's saying is they're coming down a little harder.
They're making it extra illegal.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, a $300 fine isn't really that much drag racing.
Well, I mean, that's the New Mexico standards.
But 90 days in jail.
The
$100, because the things are a lot more cheaper here as opposed to New Hampshire. So that's kind of bewildering, but they also have to include spectators. I don't know how much people that block the roads, park their cars at an intersection, and people that spectate, they're going to be fine.
Does this really happen, Sarah, or have you seen one too many Fast and Furious movies?
Oh, no, they have it on videos, they have it on the television news about...
I've also seen Fast and Furious.
They were decent movies.
Okay. So you're saying happens, that they actually block off streets and have spectators out there watching drag races.
Sounds fun.
I don't know about the spectators and everything, but I do know a boy that lived next door to me in high school that got a bunch of fines for drag racing. So I guess it happens. I don't know about the blocking off of the streets and stuff. I always heard they just, like, wait till they're kind of alone on a highway. And then drag
That's
race.
Typically, but
someone else on YouTube makes a really good point that, you know, drag racing would also be covered under reckless driving. So these sort of things are already illegal, sir. Reckless driving is already a violation. Speeding is already a violation. Driving on the wrong side of the road, already a violation.
It's probably just an extra charge that they want an excuse to throw an extra charge on somebody.
She also said that
they're... They want to be specific. If the spectators get penalized, the doing donuts and stunts, people blocking all the intersections. They're penalized. And
that's
then they
crazy.
Want to clearly define how much it is, which is good. You know, which is good because before it was kind of like, I know they had all of these illegal things, but it was not really specific. But, and then the other one is that they have to
Hold on, before we move on, Sarah, before we move on.
Right.
What do these drag racers do that affects you personally?
Well, the personally is that they speed all the time here and they run the red lights at all times, not just the drag racer. I almost have to duck and dodge cars every time I cross the street. It's the whole attitude of I could drag race, I could speed, I could do whatever I want. There's no consequences out here in New Mexico.
Well, okay, so, now what effect is this new law going to have if the laws, and I realize I've asked you this question countless times already, but what effect is this new law going to have that the old ones didn't? Why are they suddenly now going to start enforcing the law if they're not already enforcing the law?
Well, they killed, isn't that school bus? They flipped them over, and then they put three of the kids in the hospital. And
I swear I've heard this exact conversation between you guys before. She's not even answering you. She's
telling you. Sarah, thank you so much for the call tonight. I don't know what the school bus full of. I remember we talked about
it. It wasn't even drag racers.
No, it wasn't, was it?
It was just like people speeding and driving badly in New Mexico, which isn't news. She told us when I was on a show with Mark and Ian, like, in June. She told us that there's this road in New Mexico that's kind of famous for, it's a one-way road, and people are constantly, like, edging into the buildings on this road and, like, running into the buildings. Have you ever heard of that ever in your life? That's how bad these people are at driving in general.
I've never heard of that, no.
Like,
I mean,
oh,
is that actually a thing, or is that some figment of Sarah's imagination where she's imagining... You know, these people are in such a hurry on this one-lane street, this one way, that they're crashing into buildings. That, to me, sounds like the sort of fever communist desert dream that Sarah would be having that isn't actually real.
I mean, there are some famous roads, like the Angeles Crest Highway in California, that's famous for people that drive race cars and motorcycles and supercars.
Sure.
Because it's super, like, windy, and it's on edge of cliffs, and it's just a really fun road to go super fast on. You can probably tell that I've done this before. But so I don't know if she's talking about something like that in New Mexico, but it wouldn't make sense for people to, like, just
in
crash
Albuquerque,
into
New Mexico. I mean,
yeah, I just don't think it's
the way she paints it, like, she's, what does she say? She's ducking and dodging traffic. She makes it sound like every day she's trying to cross the street and it's like playing the Atari game Frogger, right? Where she's always one step away from being roadkill from this person coming through there in a 2022 Camaro with a V8 in it and turbocharged and supercharged. Sarah doesn't live in the real world. I am curious to know what her daily routine is like, but she doesn't. From what I've heard of her, she doesn't do a whole lot of actual walking.
Hmm. She should start a YouTube channel.
See, that requires the internet. She doesn't use the internet.
Oh, okay.
603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. Unless you're out there in the desert having the sun just destroy your brain. 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is green meadow whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Federal Reserve is hinting there may be more interest rate hikes in the near future. In the minutes from its June meeting, the Fed says an increase of up to 3/4 of a percentage point this month would likely be appropriate. Police in Madison, Wisconsin are reacting to reports of the Highland Park July 4th shooter confessing to police that he contemplated a second shooting in their city. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes says the FBI contacted MPD on the evening of July 4th after the Illinois shooting to request mobilization of a SWAT team under the pretense that the suspect was in the area.
Now, we will never know for certain what stopped him, but I am thankful that no innocent lives were taken from our city.
This is USA Radio News. President Biden is back at the White House after spending some time in Cleveland, Ohio on Wednesday. The president highlighting pension relief, which was part of the massive COVID stimulus bill he signed last year. Speaking in front of a group of union workers, Biden insisting the American middle class exists because of strong labor unions. Law enforcement officials announcing they arrested two individuals who they believe were planning a mass shooting in a city after receiving a tip from a caller who overheard their alleged plans. Richmond, Virginia Police Chief Gerald Smith telling reporters investigators wasted little time in acting on the tip.
Men and women of the 2nd Precinct began an investigation along with Homeland Security and our special investigations team. Went over to the 1,000 block of Columbia Avenue here in the city of Richmond to begin their investigation. Once inside that residence, they saw evidence in plain view that corroborated the hero witness's statement.
This is USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live with Aria, Bonnie, and Nikki. Coming up, we're going to be talking about AI. Bonnie, I know how much you love AI.
And I've been playing with AI recently, actually. You might be surprised.
Yeah, the images, the image generators, right?
Yeah.
Have you crossed over to the dark side?
No, I don't think that I'm teaching them to think. All they do is create their own art, and it's really, really entertaining. It's called DALL-E.
Yes, DALL-E has been very popular. It became popular about a month ago, I believe, on Facebook, where people just began. I have a friend who's, like, obsessed with this, and comes up. This friend.
You do, Ian.
I have another friend who's obsessed with this stuff. This is the friend that started Bad Movie Club with me. This is the guy who introduced me to Velocipaster and Inhumane, which and classic movies like that, and Texas Women's Prison Massacre, Sharkensaw. I mean, that's the kind of movie that, you know, I get from this person, right?
Velocipaster is the best name.
Velocipaster is pretty good, yeah. Dude Bro Party Massacre 3 is better. Only because there is no 1 or 2, obviously, right? Thanksgiving 1 is also really good if you've never seen it.
I feel like I've seen that before.
Thanksgiving 2, or no, maybe it's 3. I think it's 3. Killer Raccoons 2, Dark Christmas in the Dark, also came from this person. So, I mean, a long history of really stupid suggestions from this particular friend. Don't worry for people out there. I have my own stupid suggestions that I throw right back at this friend because I watch a lot of stupid movies, too. And this friend is obsessed with DALL-E. And imagine the kind of person who, like me, who watches these crazy movies like Zombiever and things like that. Zombie Beavers, right?
Zombie Beaver.
And
kind of movie is that?
And Sharknado. I don't remember now. It's stupid. I'm sure of that. And imagine what kinds of things that person would have this AI generating, and that's pretty much what you end up with. It's like,
I bet it's fantastic.
It is. I will find some during the break and show them to you. But I've been messing around with a replica. Well, I was messing around. I found out about it at the Porcupine Freedom Festival or at Forkfest. I don't remember which. And, you know, so I was like, all right, well, in the interest of journalism, right, I'm going to make an account and see what this thing's all about. It's so bad, right?
I love Jim Crow.
You're not best friends yet?
No, we're not best friends. Well, she likes Jim Crow.
Yeah.
You can't be mad at her for that because you kind of did that.
I know. But if I said to one of my real life friends, if they asked me, what Disney character would you identify as? I was like, oh, definitely Jim Crow, the racist crow from Dumbo. And they went, yeah, that's a good character.
I love him. I've always loved him.
Yeah, I wouldn't be their friend either.
Yeah.
And then I was like,
she's just a baby. She's still learning.
Well, one of the first things she should learn is that there are some really bad people out there. But let's keep going to the phones. We have Jack on the line from Washington. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you with us? Jack? I think we lost him. That's weird. That's unusual. We don't usually lose him. But yeah, AI is an interesting phenomenon. Replica, as it turned out, was just completely stupid and a complete waste of time. And it sort of guilt trips you into, like, we followed up with an article about Replica a few days later, which reminded me that it existed. So I pulled up my account and it's got these little fake diary entries from my Replica where it's like talking about how much it missed me, right? Like, it's trying to guilt trip me into paying attention to it.
It's also a little creepy.
Yeah, the whole thing is pretty creepy. And this is also creepy. An AI algorithm supposedly predicts big city crime before it happens. Is that a good idea?
No.
I tend to think it's probably not a good idea either, but, you know, it's that Pandora's box that human beings just can't help but open, like mind-reading technology, AI, the nuclear weapon. All of these things are things that humans should know. You know what? We should probably avoid this. A group of social scientists at the University of Chicago claim to have invented a computer algorithm that can predict future crimes up to 1 week in advance with 90% accuracy. They tested the model's accuracy in 8 major U.S. cities, each of which the team broke into small sizes. And I don't, their methodology isn't super important, but they say the model worked equally well in 7 more cities: Atlanta, Austin, Detroit, L.A., Philadelphia, Portland, and San Francisco, giving them an algorithm that boasts, quote, predictive accuracy far greater than has been achieved in the past, they wrote. Now, what I want to know is, how good is it? Are they predicting, like, you know, Bob is going to rob John at 2:47 next Tuesday? I mean, being able to predict a crime a week in advance is pretty phenomenal, even if they can't identify the people who are going to be doing it. Their tool departs from past models, which tended to pin crime to geographic hotspots, relying instead on what their paper in, oh, good Lord, spatiotemporal point processes unfolding in social context is the mechanism they're using, a word salad that isn't going to make sense to anyone who doesn't specialize in the field of making AI predict future crimes. By analyzing hundreds of thousands of different patterns, they argue they're able to determine the risk of crime at a specific time and space.
So I don't believe it.
So they're saying, you know, someone is going to get robbed on this street corner, you know, Tuesday or whatever.
I don't get how that is possible.
Like, is human behavior that predictable? I mean, maybe.
Probably.
I think human behavior is pretty predictable, but that doesn't make any sense. Like, somebody would have to decide to do a crime in weeks in advance every single time.
Well, it's almost saying that it knows that you're going to commit a crime before you do.
Well, it doesn't know from what I can tell, it doesn't know the people. It's just like, hey, a lot of people get robbed on this street corner, right? Let's say someone gets robbed there once every month or whatever. So it's sort of predicting that, okay, well, based on all of this data, we predict that there is going to be a crime at that street corner within the next month. that's just overly simplistic. It's processing a lot more data than that, and it's probably getting it down to a narrower time window or whatever. It's like, okay, people during the summertime, people tend to commit less crimes because it's hot out there. Maybe they commit more crimes. I don't remember now. Or, you know, there are less crimes when it's storming because people don't want to be out there, you know, robbing people in the rain or whatever. These are true statements, as silly as they sound. Crime does go down ever so slightly when it's raining or when it's, you know, 110 degrees or whatever. So it factors all of that in, presumably, and it creates some sort of likelihood that there's going to be a crime at a time and place.
But what does the fact that someone got robbed on one street corner, why would somebody be like, that's a great street corner for robbing. I'm going to do it in the exact same place. Like, that would have to be conscious, right?
I mean, maybe it's just a bad neighborhood.
It could be that. If you wanted to pick, I don't know, like five street corners here in Keene where it was best to rob somebody. I mean, you want to find a place that's relatively not lit, that is not a bunch of crowds around, that there aren't a lot of police around, and that, you know, you're probably going to find someone with a decent amount of money. And there are some of these, like, you pick the five that are most likely to meet that criteria, and maybe we would find that those where the, you know, crime rate is highest. I don't know. This style of crime prediction has never found a big following among criminal justice reformers and may even raise flags with people put off by the pre-crime scenario famously depicted in the movie Minority Report. In fact, models seeking to predict crime before it ever occurs have a history of not being very accurate, exacerbating racial disparities and also justifying focusing police resources in better off parts of towns. There was the Chicago Police Department surveillance system used from 2012 to 2019 to monitor people they claimed had a high propensity toward violent gang-related crime. What they actually found was that all 398,000 individuals on this, quote, strategic suspect list was every single person who had been arrested and fingerprinted since 1993. And only 16% of those were actually confirmed to be gang members, and 13% of them had never been charged with any violent crime. But that's not AI, that's just the city of Chicago profiling people and assuming that everyone they've ever fingerprinted is a gang member.
Since 1993.
Yeah, so that's very, very different.
Still kind of crazy that 16% were gang members. That says a lot about Chicago.
Yeah, well, I mean, the kind
of person...
I thought
it'd be higher.
The kind of person most likely to get arrested, I would imagine, is probably a gang member, right?
Well, they were also counting nonviolent, so...
That's true. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, where you can join us on our social media server at social.freetalklive.com. If you're sick of not being able to tweet freely or post whatever is on your mind freely, then join us over there. That's our Mastodon server. It's decentralized. No one there, well, in theory you could be censored, but no one's going to censor you there. social.freetalklive.com. Exercise your right to free speech by joining our Mastodon server at social.freetalklive.com. Talking about AI here, and to give you an idea of some of the nonsense that, you know, the friend that I mentioned came up with, and one of them was a capybara suing Elon Musk, a courtroom sketch of that, and something about Guar, to which I shot back, Guar wrestling with the Harlem Globetrotters. And it was, Dali did its best to take all of those bizarre things and put them into a single image. I just wish Dolly didn't screw up faces in the way that it does.
It makes it so funny, though, because, like, you can get the, like, I was doing so many Hank Hill ones today, and you can tell that it's Hank Hill, but it's, like, some kind of demon, too, because they can't do faces.
But we're talking about AI here and the possibility of future crime and AI algorithms predicting crime. We're talking about bias here. The University of Chicago's researchers, they know that they're aware of the abuses that these sorts of technology have been used for in the past. They argue their algorithm could even be used to monitor the police themselves, which I'm okay with that. Their algorithm unearthed evidence that these cities' police forces are more responsive to crime in predominantly white, higher-income areas than in less affluent neighborhoods. Mm. You don't need an AI to do that, though.
Yeah, I could have told them that.
Nature adds its own quasi-disclaimer to their research through a side commentary titled The Promises and Perils of Crime Prediction. Papa Christos has critiqued police for commandeering his research in the past and using it to identify strategic subjects and guide enforcement operations. So they're not overly thrilled about this, but I mean, it's a murky issue. And at 90% accuracy, it's not enough. They're not predicting to the level of Futurama here. They're not saying, okay, this person is going to commit this crime on this date at this location. They're saying, hey, look, from what we can tell, someone's probably going to get robbed here at this time, at some point during the next week or something like that. So
what, cops should just go hang out on that street and watch people?
I would suggest no, not with only a 90%, success rate. It's just not good enough. It's neat, I guess.
They didn't explain what they meant by they're afraid that it'll start watching the police, too. Why wouldn't they?
They're not afraid it'll start watching the police. They're saying, hey, it could be used to watch the police.
Oh, okay.
And in which case, that's probably one of the best circumstances we could have. Who's going to watch the watchers? Who will guard the guards? That sort of question. Okay, well, put an AI in charge of watching the police, and, then we can, if it's open source or something like that, then we probably have some degree of accountability that we don't have right now.
No, they won't even do open source cameras.
Not. Yeah, they won't open source any of this.
Or whatever technology they use. They won't do the open source lasers, so you know for sure that they actually hit you going certain speed or whatever.
Yeah. Well, they fear open source, right? Because then people can find vulnerabilities and find ways around it and things like that.
And people don't just have to take their word for things.
Right. In other crime-related news, neighborhoods with more dogs see less crime, according to a study. It turns out that man's best friend is taking a real bite out of crime. I really wish journalists didn't write crap like that.
You're supposed to laugh.
Imagine going to journalism school, right? And this is you're devoting your life to spreading knowledge and information and critical thinking, and you write a sentence like that.
It made me laugh. I imagined my silly little dog taking a bite out of a robber or something.
See, that would have been a creative opener. Like, hey, I've got this little chihuahua. When I think about this little chihuahua protecting me from someone breaking in my house or whatever, suddenly I feel safer. As silly though that is, it's at least creative, right?
Hey, those are the ones you got to worry about, the little chihuahuas.
They are. You don't have to worry about the great big golden retriever. Look, if you come into my front door, there will be a big giant golden retriever bull rushing at you. But she really just wants to hug you.
She doesn't even bark. So does she really alert you to someone at the door? Because she doesn't bark, right?
She barks if there's someone in the backyard and there shouldn't be. And,
interesting.
I only know that because recently the police chased someone through my backyard and she barked. But in general, if someone knocks, we live right next door to a convenience store and there's constantly people coming and going. So she thinks nothing about car door shutting or someone knocking at the door or
even
someone just coming straight in. She doesn't care.
Wow.
I'm going to the bar when I leave here tonight. I have a friend who is stopping by my house to pick her up so that I don't have to go all the way home and then go to the bar. And I have absolutely no doubt how this is going to play out. She's going to walk in. Azria is going to bolt to her. She's going to grab
with her leash
and just leave with her. The dog's just totally for it. She's like, I don't know where we're going, but this is going to be great. I was convinced when I saw a chiropractor at the Porcupine Freedom Festival that, it wouldn't matter. She would let somebody just wander off with her. But as it turned out, when I went into the room to have this with and she couldn't see me anymore, she actually did start freaking out and she did want to follow me. So maybe it is just that maybe a stranger couldn't actually kidnap her, but just about anyone else would. And she's not going to bark at them at all. A lot of this has to do with trust. That is that with more dogs, there is less crime, evidently, because dogs are taking a bite out of crime. Study authors found that overall, communities are safer when people have more trust in their neighborhoods. However, crime drops even further in neighborhoods with high levels of trust and more dogs, which makes sense.
Those are two different things, high levels of trust and more dogs. Well, it does make sense because I would never meet my neighbors if I didn't have a dog. Like, I would never talk to them. I only talk to my neighbors because we're both walking our dogs.
Interesting observation. Researchers say you don't have to have an actual watchdog to keep your street safe, which is good because I don't have a watchdog. The results suggest that more people walking their dogs puts more, quote, eyes on the street, which discourages criminals from committing both violent and nonviolent crimes. So just the possibility that someone could be out walking their dog at 2 o'clock in the morning makes people less likely to rob a neighborhood, and that sort of makes sense. Sometimes the more dogs you have, the more people you have out there walking them, and the more people who are getting seen by potential robbers.
Yeah, I bet that contributes a lot to New Hampshire being safe because everybody freaking has dogs here.
I think it's more because we're all armed.
Yeah, but I think that's more of the answer, but also dogs because I feel like I've never seen more dogs in my life before I moved to Keene.
They make a good point here. People walking their dogs are essentially patrolling their neighborhoods.
Yeah.
That's something I never really thought about, but yeah, I mean, they see when things are not right and when there are suspect outsiders in the area.
And you know what? Typically, dogs have a really good judge of character. Like, I remember there was a person that Coconut didn't like, and I was like, I don't know if I trust this person anymore. Coconut doesn't like him.
The Ohio State team says there has long been a connection between mutual trust and local surveillance among neighbors. Well, that's common sense. However, there has never been a good way to measure how residents watch out for one another in trusting communities. We thought that jog walking probably captures that pretty well, which is one reason we decided to do the study. And they did a study of like 595 census block groups, neighborhoods basically, in some area. And participants rated how much they agree that people on the streets can be trusted. Ah, oh, that's an interesting way of looking at it, because if you look out your window and you regularly see normal people out walking their dogs, you probably are more inclined to think, yeah, I can trust my neighbors. They're normal people. But if they're just sitting in their homes and their apartments all day and you never see them, why would you trust that random person?
Even just a person walking by themselves always makes me like, what are they doing? Like, yeah, it's probably not a nice way that my brain functions, but I'm always just like, why is that person walking past my house?
Especially
if you have a dog.
Keen,
yeah.
Where a lot of people walk to wherever they need to be simply because it's relatively close by and it's a highly walkable city. So it makes sense that all of this could, you know, help reduce crime. The dogs themselves aren't doing it, but, you know, all of the behaviors that come with having a dog, it makes perfect sense. You know, you're out there patrolling your neighborhood. Your dogs are probably barking at squirrels and stuff like that, making their presence known. And if you're looking to, you know, rob a neighborhood, you don't want to rob a neighborhood where there's constantly people walking their dogs, or where you break into someone's house and there's a loud barking dog there alerting everyone to your presence. Trust doesn't help neighborhoods as much if you don't have people out there on the streets noticing what is going on. Also a good point, even if you do trust your neighbors, again, if they're just sitting in their house, they're not really any use to you as far as a neighborhood watch goes or anything like that. I don't like thinking about myself as like a neighborhood watch person as I'm out there walking my dog, though. That sort of rubs me the wrong way. I'm just walking my dog, man. But we're out of time for tonight. You can join us in the meantime over on our social media server. That's social.freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow. That's social.freetalklive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.